Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you. We are gathering here, and at least once a year, North Valley decides to do something different for like a month. And August is kind of, let's do something different month. And so things may look otherwise than you've come to expect them on Sunday morning. So I think probably all of you know that our mission statement is this, which the lovely assistant on the is going to push that. Thank you, lovely assistant. I'm married to her, I can say that, so it's okay. Our mission statement is that North Valley Friends Church is a Quaker community of ministers, and we seek to follow Jesus faithfully, and we love each other deeply, at least that's the goal, and we're trying to continue Christ's ministry in the world. And that gives shape and direction to what we do, at least hopefully. We try to plan that way. And you might remember a couple years ago, we decided to do a visioning process where we came up with five priorities that gave us a little bit more direction. And those were authentic community and passionate formation, spiritual formation and discipleship, faithful witness, participatory worship. And we wanted to be generous and sustainable in the way that we use all of our resources, whether it's our time or our finances or the building and the property, all those things. And I think we decided that these all can work together, in fact, complement each other when we do them well. And again, they've given shape to some of the specific plans that we've put together for this year and will help us lean into them into the future. So over the course of this month, we're going to take one of these each Sunday, and this Sunday is authentic community, where we're going to talk about what does it mean to be Jesus people, and how does that look here at North Valley? Now, in order to test our knowledge of that, I have contracted with a team of crack theologians and writers to come up with a test, a little bit of a quiz, to just sort of glean a sense of how well we understand what community is. And there's a prize for the people who get all the questions right, because why not? And so pay attention. We're going to work through these quickly. Keep track of your own score. If you have little ones with you, you can help them think about the answers of the question, to the questions. So the first question is, the Greek word koinonia is best translated potluck casserole, sharing, partnership, communion. It's a first century laundromat, or club membership. So give it some thought, and you'll probably want to take some time to consider this one. And the answer is? Yes, okay. Thank you. Sharing, partnership, communion. Koinonia is this sense that we are actually in this shared life together. We are connected to one another. We are in partnership because we've experienced the risen presence of Christ who joins us together. And that is one of the ways that it is the way that we not only commune with Christ, but we commune with one another through that sense of connectivity. The second question. Being a member of North Valley Friends Church offers reserved seating and 3% back on all tithes and offerings. Certainly there are exclusions that apply. Access to the meeting house catacombs. Color printing privileges on the church copier. Or participation in a shared covenant and deepened spirit of belonging and engagement. As you can tell, I really did hire a crack team of writers here. And the answer is? I'm nervous about a few of you. But, right, this participation in this shared covenant. We've talked before, again, that I think our best understanding of what our covenant is not a statement of belief, but it's the presence of Christ that joins us together. Jesus is our covenant. And that by being a member, it can add to that sense of belonging and engagement. And there's a few roles within the church that you have to be a member to participate in. But don't let that scare you from becoming a member. The third question. open worship, the silence we share in worship together, is choose all that apply. One way we experience communion, a weekly spiritual practice in which we learn to listen to and yield to Christ our teacher, an opportunity to share a spirit-led message with the community, the best place to correct something the preacher said. So choose all aid. Now I'm really nervous for others who preach here. Answer is the first three only. Question four. Which of these sets reflect ways the New Testament describes the church? Fortress, barricade, bunker, party boat, carnival, lounge, theater, light to others, body of Christ, servants, or nuns of the above? Look what he did there. I mean, look what they did there. Answer is, very good. I think that was the most obvious one, probably. Last question. The primary New Testament word for church is electropolis, a community of light, ecclesia, a called out assembly, egoisia, those yoked together, etymoia, the state of having been united in Christ. Oh, wow. And ecclesia spelled differently, unified in doctrine. Answer is? Right, called out assembly. Very good. Way to go. I heard a lot of right answers, and again, a few troubling ones. Did anybody not get any right? Oh, okay. Ushers will need you to escort this person out over here. How many of you got them all right? Well, don't be shy. It's okay to know things. Okay. So I need a couple of volunteers. We have a prize for everybody who, actually I can just hand these out. Prize for everybody who got them right. But actually, because this is a community of sharing, there's actually enough for everybody. So everybody's welcome to take one. Even if you got them all wrong, Jack, you can have one. Because if you didn't get enough sugar in this morning's breakfast food feast, this will help you feel more excited about being here. Anyway, so we're going to focus on community today, including in our singing. So thank you, friends. And I want to invite Sarah and Eric and Rick and Ella to come up and join me here. These four brave souls were willing to say yes to an invitation to be interviewed about community, some of their thoughts on what is an authentic community, how they've experienced it at North Valley, and some of their hopes for our future together. And so I'm really grateful for all four of you and your willingness to play along. Can you just say your name each really quick?
My name is Ella Sophia St. Cyr.
Richard Knight. My name's Rick.
Sarah.
Eric Ryan Funk.
Excellent. Thank you. We're just going to start. We don't know how this is going to go yet. I have no idea what they're going to say. But Sarah, maybe we'll start with you and just work this way. Tell us all together, how would you describe an authentic Christian community?
Well, I thought about this because we got the questions early, so we got to spend a little bit of time thinking about it. And so, to me, authenticity in a Christian community has to do with being an emotionally safe and a spiritually safe space. And it's a space to be open-hearted as well as vulnerable. And that vulnerability is, even though it can be scary at times, but that's very necessary for authentic community.
Thank you. Eric.
And there's many aspects. One aspect I was dwelling on was honesty within the body, that we, like a church, an authentic community, speaks to right and wrong both in outside their own walls, but also within, but always as a method of calling to Christ and cultivating the fruits that come with that.
That's awesome. That honesty can be a hard part sometimes for us as people.
I think at the very base of it, it's a body of humbleness and love that's shown through its actions and service.
I started at a very basic level of people that gather together. And I love the physical presence. I know there are times where people need to connect from a distance, but the value of being in the same space with each other is one important part. I think the other thing that comes to mind is the caring, and there's a phrase that was originally attributed around the media, but I think I heard then attributed to the church, a place to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. So support and challenge, I think, is an important part of a Christ-following authentic community.
That's great. So it's not just being together, it's the way we're together. The humbleness, the love, the caring, the honesty. The safe, being safe with one another, but also pulling something out of each other, you know, challenging us to grow and deepen in our relationship with God and each other. What are some ways you have experienced being a community, being part of North Valley?
Yeah, I think, again, starting real basic, being together in the Sunday morning gathered worship time is a really, really valuale time. I've been on a bit of a church journey after the yearly meeting split and all that, and the first Sunday here feeling home. And that was because of this gathered community and some of the relationships already there. Other things are just, I appreciate the fellowship committee and the work that they do for fellowship Sundays, for potlucks, for different events, kind of the more informal, but time for more conversation than we have here. And there are other things too, but I don't want to steal others' thunder.
Mine is kind of the flip opposite of what Rick just said. The Sunday piece was about the last piece of the puzzle that was plugged in. In case it's not obvious yet, I really like music. I think it's really great. That was probably one of the first big ones, especially if Nate's still in here. When Nate was doing music when I was little, that was like kind of a base of it. And then going from there, the listening and in silence, because even in youth group when it was COVID, we practiced that. And then the last piece was Sunday. And somehow I'm so lucky to have gotten so many of my school friends to come to church with us and try it out and see how it is. And we don't convert people here, obviously. People in general should not be converted. But, like, we should share what's going on. And I think that is really cool that they want to experience that with us. So.
Awesome. Ella's one of our best evangelists. And I mean that in a really good way. I mean, we believe we have this good news and we sure can share it with other people. Just maybe to comment, I love that you talked about the silence and the music as a gathering place. Silence, as we've already talked about, is that place of communion. But singing is also a deeply communal reality, right? It's one of the few places, especially as Quakers, where we dare to say the same words together, right? It's one reason why some Quakers don't sing. Because I am not sure I can speak those words. Okay, I get that. But there's something really valuable and deeply connecting about being able to sing songs of truth with one another that I find deeply meaningful.
I would say, first and foremost to me, it's the silence. I'm so drawn to unprogram worship when I go there. And then also just our time of silence in our meetings, our traditional meetings as well. But there's so many ways that I've felt connected with this body. Just from the very, very beginning that I started coming here. So, and at that time, it was a time when I really, really, really needed connection and just needed even to show up even when I couldn't sing or when I couldn't speak because of the grief I was in. But just being in the presence of others who love God and who care is life-giving.
I also second that North Valley is a place that very early I felt was home. It's a place that we can worship together in the walls, but also out of the walls. we can have fun in the walls, but also out of the walls. Depends on where you count the listserv. But we all can also go deeper together and individuals. It is a place that I too, I don't know how to phrase this, felt seen even when I'm away and I come back. There's a sort of a quiet version of being seen. But I have greatly also appreciated North Valley's community at work, again, together and also out in our immediate community and farther.
Thank you. Yeah.
Eric, I appreciated that, you know, that the both within but the outside too, right? And seeing that in our community of different ways that our body is represented and acts is something that helps me feel, again, attached. But the thing too that I thought of earlier and forgot to say was our prayer time and the opportunity for the pastoral team to share things that they're aware of, but then for members of our body to share in the moment things that sometimes are very personal, sometimes are regional, national, global. Both the hearing, but also just the prayer is a piece that I really appreciate as part of our community.
Thank you. How about suggestions for deepening our sense of community?
I mean, this is always the hard one. If we knew what to do, sometimes we'd already be doing it. But sometimes that's knowing what to do is the, and turning it into action is the hard part, for me in particular, that sort of proactivity. I struggle to do things like even open up and ask for help in the moment. I don't know how, like, what to do with that. But there's some aspect that we as a church need to invest in the soil that is our community, and I don't know what that looks like. I think there's no one answer to that. So I have vague notions, but nothing concrete. I guess the part of the phrase that was coming that brought that part to mind was that we are a community where we claim every member is a minister, and sometimes that's for ourselves and to our community, not just outside these walls.
I have to echo that thought that every person is a minister, because every person really, really matters. And like I said, showing up makes a lot of difference just for somebody who may be struggling or who may be struggling and showing up anyway. I'm wanted to talk just briefly, and this is a trigger warning for people who may have this, but suicidal ideation is a very real thing, and there could be somebody in our congregation who has some suicidal ideation going on, but at the same time, there's also the safety here, and this is a place where you can come and, you know, just be and not have to worry about any kind of pretense, but you can be, it's safe enough to be honest here. It's and there are those here who could be able to reach out to you or be able to support you if you have something going on in your life like that. And I just wanted to encourage those who may stay away when they feel like they're vulnerable to come anyway.
It's always been a fascinating kind of sociological phenomenon to me that's often when people do leave, is they have a hard thing in their life or something that something significant like that, or maybe there's conflict that they've encountered with somebody. Those are the exact moments when we ought to be leaning in toward each other. But it's so hard. It's so really hard. And so for some of us to be able to model that into practice is really crucial.
Makes me think of the passage where you know, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and said, it's not the healthy that need the doctor, but the sick. So what's that say about us? Yeah. You know, but hopefully we can keep coming, right, at all times. I think one of the things I talked about with the first part was the community. And I think the showing up part is what I hope we can continue to do. And it's hard because everybody has busy lives, right? There's a lot of commitment, a lot that's already happening. And I think my hope both for me and kind of invitation for each of us is, what can we say yes to, like a cereal breakfast potluck or something that may not be your thing, but it's a part of both connecting with others in community, but also a chance for others to connect with you or with me. And I think about that of, again, how to invite people into really good, rich spaces without, you know, shaking a finger or saying you've got to add more stress to your life. But trying to think about that, of what are ways that we can find meaningful, maybe stretches, whether that's a relational stretch or a social stretch. You know, there's often I think it's half joke, but half not, about being a congregation of introverts. It's not necessarily the case. There's a range of us. So trying to find ways to take that next step of what are ways to connect. And I know there are people outside that are connecting not in the church walls or a church activity, but with others who are part of this body. I'll put a plug in. There's a Sunday morning gathering. There's the open worship, right, that happens at 9:30. There's also we've called ourselves the First Day Conversations group. That's Sunday mornings at 9:15, open to anybody to just drop in. Would love to see more people at any of these things.
Yeah, I'm also inspired by the idea of adding one or two more yeses into your life, whether that's big or small. The first silly thing that came to mind that I put on my paper is mix up the assigned pews, which I think can relate. Yeah, I think that could translate maybe a little further to, like, we recognize that not everyone in our community is here on Sunday morning. So what if one of your yeses was recognizing that everyone is a minister and maybe coming to youth groups on Sunday? Or what if the youth come to whatever you were just talking about on 9:15 on Sunday mornings? Or something like that, where it's just maybe one or two times we just try going through the different opportunities that are going around. And maybe we figure out, I bet there's a board somewhere that's displaying all these things, but you could, like, mix up where you're going to practice this community. So,
awesome. Anything else? Spiritual cross-training, he said. That's it for sure. Can we thank these people for their... You're welcome, Joe. Thank you. I got to sit in the fancy blue chair, by the way, so... as we enter into open worship, I think about the fact that we are all in a number of communities. There's lots of communities, work communities, there's social communities. There's something distinctive about what it means to be the church, a church community, and that's what we want to continue to nurture. And I appreciate what these folks said, is it's not just adding more activities to our lives. Lots of us are already beyond capacity. But how do we add those things, or what are those things that deepen and nurture our spirituality, draw us closer to God, help transform our lives into the image of Christ, that really do become that laboratory for helping us learn how to love one another and care for one another in very practical ways, whether that's physical aid or material aid or prayer support or just being present with each other. How do we build those into our life and rhythm, both personally and communally? And then I think one of the growing edges for us is, how do we take that then and share it out in the community? How are we a community of light? How are we a community of service that's making a difference in the lives of other people? So let's sit with these ideas, and I invite you to think about community this morning or whatever else the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. And if you feel led to share, I invite you to stand, and an usher will bring you a mic to speak.